More than 24 cities and towns across the state have some form of smoking ban in place. Some, like Greencastle and Fort Wayne, have comprehensive bans. Others, like Kokomo and Columbus, have rules similar to the one which passed the Indiana House Monday, with exemptions for bars and pubs. Kokomo Mayor Greg Goodnight has been following Gary Representative Charlie Brown's bill as it moves through the State House and says it may fall to the cities to apply the pressure necessary to clean up the air.
If for some reason it fails or it passes but has numerous exemptions, I think you'll see cities, whether it be Kokomo or not, but cities like Kokomo, probably rethink and relook at that issue and see if there's not ways to toughen it up.
But Columbus Mayor Fred Armstrong says the fight to enact his city's partial ban was rough enough, and he won't spend his last year in office trying to strengthen it. Still, Armstrong says he believes in patience and incremental change at the state level.
I think the future for our state and our communities is a comprehensive smoking ban. It took a long time to get to this point. It's probably going to take a long time to get to the comprehensive smoking ban.
Smoking ban bills have twice before passed the Indiana House, only to be quashed in the Senate each time. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.